Well, happy Thanksgiving once again, everyone. Thanks. What a great gift it is to be here today to offer this Holy Mass in gratitude to God for the many gifts that He has given to us. Gratitude, Thanksgiving, is contagious. Thanksgiving is contagious. Just the other day, I got a text from my sister in our family group chat. My sister's the oldest in my family of three. I'm the youngest. And it was a video of my nephew, Arthur. Arthur is just over 1 year old. And the video had a little caption that said, Arthur learned a new word. He learned a new word. And so I clicked on the video and I started watching. And his siblings are kind of behind him, kind of like coaxing him along to say the word for the camera, right? Because clearly he's been saying it before. And little by little, he kind of works up the courage, or he gets it in himself, and he says, thank you. Thank you. And he kind of, whatever, mumbled it like a little infant does. But he said, thank you. And I thought, oh, how perfect, right before Thanksgiving, that he learns how to say thank you. But then I thought, what a beautiful thing. This is one of his first words that he's ever said. He knows how to say mama and daddy. And thank you. Gratitude is contagious. Because then I thought, wow, they probably say thank you a lot in that household. They say thanks to each other all the time. And so it rubbed off on their youngest brother, on the youngest child in this family. Thanksgiving is contagious. I'm sure after Mary's words of praise, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, that Elizabeth, too, would have been filled with that joy. She was, right? Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, right? That, how is it that the Lord would come to me? She speaks in gratitude as well. And often on Thanksgiving Day, we hear the story of the 10 lepers who are cleansed and the one who returns to give thanks. I like to think that there's maybe an alternate history where the 9 recognized one left. They're like, oh, where'd he go? Oh, that you went to give thanks. And maybe some of those 9 went back too, eventually, that they got the hint. This happens to me more often than I like to admit, that I'm at a family's house for a meal, or even one of my family members' houses for a meal, or I receive a gift from somebody, and maybe I forget to say thanks right away. I forget to say thank you. But then somebody else does. Father Tom, he always remembers. So Father Tom says thank you, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I have to express my gratitude. I have to give thanks to these people for the gifts that they've given me in this particular moment. So gratitude, thanksgiving, is contagious. And we want to do whatever we can to foster an environment, to foster households, to foster a community where this thanks just leads to more and more thanks. And as I alluded to, the greatest act of thanksgiving that we can do is what we're doing here today, is offering the Mass, literally the Eucharist, which maybe as you've heard before, the Greek word Eucharist means thanksgiving. Eucharisteo means I thank you in Greek, literally in the modern language as well. I thank you. And so all of you here, you're here because you want to be here, and you're here because you pretty much come every Sunday. But think about the impact that this group of people could have to bring more people to this great banquet, to this great act of worship in which we give thanks to our God for, as our opening prayer said, for the countless, innumerable blessings that He's given to us. To say to other people, I'm not just going to Mass, but I'm going to thank God this Sunday for all the gifts that He's given to me. I'm going to offer thanks to the one who has given me my being, who's given me the freedoms that I enjoy, the family that I have, the health that I enjoy as well. What a beautiful impact we could have as a community by sharing that thanksgiving with other people. And as we know, it's contagious. It'll rub off. We foster that environment, and we're bound to create more gratitude and also help more people to realize the gift that God is to us. So let's ask for that grace, the grace of thanksgiving, the grace to spread thanksgiving everywhere we go as we turn to our Lord in the Eucharist, in thanksgiving.